Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, we are back again.
Episode 24, big 2-4, 24, it's one less than 25, and that's all I've got to say about that.
If you lot could see what Andy's just been doing there, Jesus.
It's podcast mania, man. Like we're just saying now, like, again, thanks to you guys with Patreon, we've done a whole weekend of podcasting, and now we're kind of coming to the end of the intros and outros, which we always leave to last, and we just drive each other a little
bit.
It
gets to that, you know, I've worked normal jobs, as it were, normal jobs. And you know when it gets to that last hour?
Yes.
And you just get a bit like,
yeah, yeah.
Start going a bit funny. It gets like that. I've just been sat there going, Jesus, my head's throbbing.
Even though, like we do love it. Like, don't you know, mistake that for not loving it. Like we do.
I hate it. Can't stand it.
I do force Tomo to do this. Yeah.
He's trying to steal my Twitter followers.
I have Charlotte tied up somewhere, and he has to do the podcast if he wants to see his wife again.
No, actually, you can keep her. Bye.
No, we do love it. And you know, obviously, we love spending time together. But currently, it is Easter weekend. The sun is blazing outside.
Yeah, it's nice.
Tomo's about to jump on a barbecue in a house that we're in with a pool and a sauna.
Yes, mate. I'm going to get me
sweat.
I'm going to get me porno shorts.
He's going to get his porno shorts on. I don't know why he's brought them.
Well, one weekend in London, you never know what you might get up to.
But yeah, man, like, it just gets a bit stir crazy, doesn't it?
It does get a bit like that, but I like it.
We love it.
Which, to be fair, our guest this week is Aaron Craskell.
Yeah.
Who's started as a YouTuber, as an influencer now, and he's doing amazingly. But he's very like,
bouncing
off the walls. And
yeah.
Yeah, he's quality though.
Like, amazing guy, man. Like, I'd never met him. You'd met him.
I met him very, very briefly outside Oxford Circus Tube Station.
Yeah, and I sort of walked past him. I think it was him on Oxford Street once, and I was a little bit like, "Oh my god, it's Aaron Craskell."
Yeah.
You know, I think we say this in this podcast, but sometimes we talk on the podcast about influencers and about social media, and our, more than anything, our kind of lack of understanding of it from being kind of not from that world.
Yeah, because things have changed so much nowadays from what we used to.
Exactly.
It makes us feel old, but...
Yeah, definitely. But with Aaron, like, I think we touched on it again in the chat that you'll hear, but he's not a typical... And same with Tim. We had Tim on, Tim Bradbury, a good while back now, who's another influencer, friend of ours. Like, it's amazing. Like, these guys are a different kind of influencer to me, because they're making art, basically. Tim does his calls, and he's making comedy. I remember growing up, like, people had like, my gran used to have CDs with like random prank calls on them and stuff. Didn't someone do it on the radio where it was like, "This is Shaggy"? Do you remember it?
Oh yeah. What's his name? This is Shaggy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I need a car to take me on my journey.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you take me on my journey today?
So obviously Tim, he does stuff like that. And then with Aaron, like in this, I think I said, you know, it's almost reminiscent of, you know, Adam and Joe, Adam Buxton and Joe. I forgot his name. But Adam and Joe, anyway, the TV show that was on. On Channel 4, and obviously they've gone on to do massive things. Adam Buxton's podcast is amazing.
It's not Joe Rogan, is it?
No. I forget his name.
Pasquale?
No, not Joe Pasquale, man. Let me find his name. But he directs now. some amazing films as well. Like, I'm sure he's just done the new King Arthur film.
Wow.
About the young kid.
I mean, Aaron's sort of like in his...
Joe Cornish.
Aaron, in his industry, in his own right, is a legend of what he does.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
he's not an actor. He spoke about when we had a
being keen to do it. Yeah,
he wanted to do it. He creates a lot of characters in his own head, and you know, he messes around with his kids a lot, and you know, has fun with them. And he's sort of like, he's a master of his trade in a way, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He's taken, like, this is where the comparison is. He's taken social media, the tool of social media, and the tool of having a camera in your pocket, which I think I was talking about a couple of podcasts ago, and he's creating in art. He's creating comedy.
Well, like, kids don't really watch as much TV now.
I don't think so. Yeah,
and you know, kids have got their TVs in their hands
exactly.
And you know, and he goes out and works ridiculously hard to get these videos and edit them, along with being a family man, along with doing, you know, all his personal bits. And yeah, I mean, it's just hats off to him. I mean, I didn't realise and appreciate how hard, you know, YouTubers and
exactly,
people like
man.
Aaron work.
Like you said, it's 24/7. And one thing he did say that we'll sort of fill you guys in as well, is he tries to keep everything family friendly. And because of that, we want to stick by him with that and promote that. And we swear a lot on this podcast. I think I've just got a really bad mouth.
We've just been saying about it in the car, though, haven't we?
Yeah,
saying how, like,
we need to curve it.
We're swearing a bit and stuff. So to respect that,
we're gonna bleep out the swear words on this. So let us know what you think. Of it. Is it something that bothers you? Again, constructive criticism, man. Like, we're all about it. Send us a review, or just drop us a tweet or something like that. If the swearing does...
Or send Andy a text, his number's 077.
it's something that I don't find offensive, but some people do, and that is fine. And if, you know, if you'd rather listen to your overrated everything on your Monday morning commute, or whenever you do listen to it, without the bad language, let us know, and we'll work on that.
Yeah, yeah. But shall we let them have the episode instead of listening to us waffle?
Yeah, let's give them the... episode.
Oh my god.
I bleeped it. It's fine.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We're on. We're back in our little London flat for the third week going now,
third episode, isn't
it? Yeah, third episode
nice,
going.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a lovely little place. By the way, in case you didn't recognise the lovely tone of Aaron Craskell.
Oh, how you doing, guys?
But you will, obviously, you clicked on the link. And yeah, we've just met Aaron, we've just been for a nice little pint, and we sat in the sun, Jesus.
It's nice to just sit in the sun, innit? You forget about it, don't you, in the winter? You just forget that feeling. that feeling of the sun on your skin.
Half a beer, knowing that I've got to drive my car, is gutting.
Yeah,
yeah. You said
in
there,
the sun, and I saw a wasp, so it's definitely summer.
Yeah. They're out.
Wasps are here.
Yeah, good summer is here. Yeah,
oh,
Game of Thrones is here. Winter is here, but also summer is here.
I just started Game of Thrones.
Oh, you started? Just.
Episode. I'm on series 1, episode 5.
Apparently, series 7, episode 1 is the best one of the whole series.
I can't wait. I'm
series
gonna ask.
7, episode 1.
Yeah, that'll be the one that I'm in. That one.
Oh, is it? Oh, right. couldn't think what it, I thought.
And Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Did you get to meet him?
Yeah. Well, he got to meet me.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Sorry.
He's probably one of the biggest stars in the world.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah. And now he's just enjoying his success, and rightly so,
mate.
You've probably got more followers on him. You've probably got more followers than him on Instagram.
I don't
though,
think
you've got. Yeah, I bet you have.
No, I don't think. No. He's got millions and millions and millions.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's on Instagram.
He must be on it. Good. I reckon he's on 30 million followers.
Do you reckon?
Should we have a look?
Yeah,
I reckon
have a
he'll
look.
Be on more.
Do you reckon more?
I reckon more.
More or less than 30?
On Instagram, less.
I reckon more.
Right, I'm going for it. Ready?
Because, like...
I think it's called Teddy Boy, isn't
Justin
it?
Teddy's photos.
Teddy's photos.
Not that I stalk him to see if he's posted a photo of me.
Right. Oh!
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, 110 million or something.
28.2.
Oh, is that it?
And he's only following two people.
And how many have you got?
I bet one of them's security, Kev.
No, one of them is Mrs. and his cats.
Oh, okay.
What? Calippo and Dorito, his cats.
Oh,
his cats.
Okay.
His cats have got 377,000 followers.
Oh, f***. He's got more followers than me.
His cats are getting 70k a photo.
What the f***?
It's madness.
And it's a shit cat.
No. Look, that is quite a scary cat.
Yeah, look at the eyes on that one.
It's in Thriller, Michael Jackson video.
It does look a bit like this.
Ed Sheeran's cat has got more likes on a photo than I have followers.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Now look, I don't think you can talk to Ed again.
What a world we live in. What a
world. A world.
If you've got time to make an Instagram for your cat...
His missus has only got 367 followers.
But she's private, isn't she?
She's private. I've requested it.
Ah, right, that's it.
Have you requested?
I've requested it.
Oh, he's done it.
Oh, my God, babe, look, she's trying to follow me.
Oh, yeah, she's going to be buzzing now.
Yeah. That's your avenue in.
Imagine if Ed Sheeran followed me.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
You'd lose shit, wouldn't you? Yeah. I was like...
I get anxiety thinking about it.
I was trying to go out of my way on set, like, and at the end of the day, I was like, hey, you know what? We got on all right there. But we was mates on set, but then when it got to the end of the day, we worked during his no-phone period.
What do you mean?
Because he had a year with no phone, didn't he? No social media,
yeah, that's
no phone.
Yeah, no phone.
So at the end, I'll give him my email address and we'll stay in touch. And he told me his email address. My phone had died. And I was like, what's his email there? And he told me, I was like, yeah, I remember it. So I ran off before he said anything else.
No.
I forgot his email. And I was like, oh, I forgot his email address.
I'm sure he listens to this, so he'll send it.
But he was like, oh, I'll get your tickets to any shows. I was like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that backfired. So if you are listening, Ed...
drop us your
email.
I
never meant what I said about your cat. I mean, your cat's beautiful. But we're not here to talk about insurance animals, are we?
No, we're not.
No. What's your... So your subject was...
I picked a subject I would like to talk about.
Talk us through it. Talk us through...
I mean, I've been dieting since I was about 12. Like, I've tried to keep my weight down. I don't know what it is.
You're looking really well.
I feel better now.
Yeah, I've
tried doing something about it, but... Mate, I've just struggled with weight all my life, like, horrendously. And I want to talk about fad diets.
Yeah,
fad, fad
great
diets
subject,
at the moment, like,
i.e. juicing and all that
juicing,
sort of.
The Cambridge diet. Have you seen this? Like, this is just like, you have a milkshake, and I think that's just it.
Did it bring on the
what, just like a
app?
Milkshake
Mate,
again?
my missus lost a stone in a week.
Wow.
What?
By doing,
on doing
diet.
That. The thing is with them ones, though, because I've done them before.
Oh,
where
you put
the
weight back on.
Yeah.
And more.
Yeah.
And more.
Say, as soon as she looks at a Kit Kat, she's put it back on.
Oh, mate, you know. And there's a new one I heard this morning on the radio called Keto.
Yeah, the
Keto
diet.
I've heard of that.
Apparently, it is really good.
Which one's that? Is that the one where
fats.
Oh, is it
good
fats? Good fats.
So you cut out carbs,
okay.
You cut out sugar, and you only eat fats.
Imagine
and you go into ketosis, which means you feel ill.
Nah.
No, not necessarily. So basically what it is, when... Your body, because I've looked into this, and I used to do one, because I'm the same as you, and I used to do one that's kind of a keto diet called the caveman diet, and it's where you...
Just meat.
Just meat and veg.
Yeah, you try and just eat meat, veg.
I could do that, though.
No carbs. It gets hard, though, because you forget how much, like, no sugar, no carbs.
Yeah.
But then I was doing it, you only eat, you do like a... a 16-8. So you only eat for 8 hours a day from 12 till 8.
And what, then constant?
No, not constant.
That's my diet, mate. Let's do this. Right.
So you can't eat before 12.
That's a good I'm putting on weight. I'm doing the 8 hours. That is a good scare.
You'll see this on his Instagram.
I'll tag you.
Yeah. Give a mention. Yeah. So you only eat from 12 till 8, and then apparently what happens is. Because the way we eat now, our body, ketosis is a natural state, and that's when your body's burning the fat that's stored in your body, right. Not the fat from your food. So because you've got two states, right? Yeah, you've got feeded and fasted. So we currently live in a world now where we're always in the feeding state. We go to bed after just eating a little bit of whatever because there's a Kit Kat there, I'll have that.
Yep.
And then as soon as you wake up, you eat your breakfast.
Yep.
So your body's not in a fasting state. Your body's never using the resources that are in there. It's just using the food. So you're not losing weight because you're just burning off the food that you've just put in, no matter how good that food is.
Jesus.
So what the keto diet is it stops all the carbs and that, and it just keeps you in a state of burning fat.
What do cavemen do carbs? I don't know.
Pardon? What's that, sorry?
How I lost a little bit of weight. So I lost 2 stone about 4 months back. I've put on a little bit since, but not the whole 2 stone, but I cut out. I'd done a protein shake in the morning.
Mm.
Was it like a meal replacement, or was it just...
Yeah, a meal replacement in the morning, but it was a nice... It was not... I had frozen fruit in it, protein powder, and almond milk.
Like a smoothie.
Like a smoothie in the morning.
Yeah.
But it was filling me up more than what I'd normally eat.
What would you normally have?
Oh, mate, I'm normally like flat out. I've been at calf or...
Yeah.
Even at the calf, I'm trying to poach the eggs. I poached eggs this morning.
That's the way it's banging,
but I have black pudding.
Black pudding's good for you, though.
Cut the fat off the bacon, it's not so bad.
No, there's no fat. I'm right in thinking there's hardly any fat in black pudding. I'm not too sure.
It's pig's blood.
Maybe.
It's
protein, isn't it? Yeah, I think it's just bare protein, I think.
But then I did no beer and no bread.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be able to.
After
that.
A week of no bread, I'm doing the kids' lunches, making them breakfast, cutting the crusts off of bread, but normally I'll get the crusts.
I'll
give them their toast, go back to the crust instead of running away. I'll get a dollop of butter, put them on the crust and eat the crust. Beautiful. Yeah. I was even stopping doing that. I was getting to the point where I was like, oh, don't really want bread.
Yeah, but then you start enjoying it. It becomes a habit.
Yeah. No, sorry. No pita bread. No bread at all.
No bread at all. And it was
just
on the
meat. Just on the meat. Mate. Strictly on the meat.
You know me. And it was just, I finding it, the beer was hard.
It's a social thing, isn't it?
Yeah, thing for me, like now, I've got the urge to just go on it. Because it's sunny, I've come up to London, it's exciting, oh my God. And it's just, beer for me is... I can't just have that one beer. So I binge and I have 12 pints, and then that is
the beer
apparently
is the
40 Mars bars or something, apparently.
Well, there's about 300, I think there's about 350, 400 calories per pint.
Yeah, and isn't it called dead calories? So they stay in you.
Oh, really?
Well, that's sort of beer belly.
Something about
So if you're averaging, I don't know, say 10 pints on a night out, at 400 calories a pint...
But then I'd be a little bit drunk, get in, have a Chinese half, not on the sofa, sleep. So you haven't even moved to move that Chinese.
If you're dancing around like me, if I'm having a few pints,
two-stepping
my little head off, you're burning a few calories.
But then when you go to the kebab, you have a chicken shish instead of the kebab.
A little bit nicer.
So what it is...
A little bit healthier, over the spit.
So overall, it's about lifestyle changes.
I think so, yeah.
Like, so...
Health,
people always do these...
walking to the car.
Charlotte used to do this diet where... Every other day, she can have as many calories as she wants.
Okay.
But, like, to a certain extent. That doesn't mean she can go and have...
What about the day when she couldn't?
But then, on 2 days, so it was called the 5-7, or there might be another name for it.
Yeah.
So, basically, on 2 of the days, she could only have... Was it 500 calories?
I think it was
500 calories you could have for 2 days of the week. But then, for the rest of them, you could have, to a certain extent, what you wanted.
Yeah, okay.
But if you can stay below the recommended, what is it for women? Is it 1500?
I think it's like 2000 for women, 2500 for men.
If you can keep below that, then you're laughing. But then Charlotte lost a lot of weight, but then when she stopped, she kind of put it back on again.
I mean, that's the only real way to lose weight, isn't it? Put less calories in
then you burn. Overall, it's about a calorie deficit.
Yeah, being a calorie deficit. Water and exercise.
Yeah.
For the thing,
water's a big one.
Oh, huge.
Massive. So it's only recently that I've started drinking more water now.
Oh, I love it. I drink loads every day.
See, I never used to. I had a really bad shoulder, and the woman who was giving me a sports massage, she said, "How much water are you drinking?" And I used to, I'd get up in the morning and have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And then I'd probably have a cup of tea at night. That's all I used to have. Didn't used to drink
any
more.
Crazy, man.
And she said to me, she said, "There's no point in you coming to the gym." Yeah. Because you or doing like you just need you, she said that the bottom line is you need more water than that. There's it's as simple as that. Whereas now, that's I'm on my third 1.5 litre bottle now.
Wow,
like just
for
trying
today?
For today.
Jesus,
like so
he's gone the complete opposite way now.
Wow,
hasn't he?
Yeah.
But that's it because I do that. Like I try and drink a lot of water.
Yeah,
but then
you're
like 8 pints.
You're just pissing a
you
lot.
You know, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thing is, for me, food for me, I don't know about anyone else. I don't know what it is for me, but I get anxiety and it's triggered by being hungry or being dehydrated.
Yeah.
So I know that I haven't drunk water because my brain, I start to get panicky. And it's so weird.
Oh, really?
It's
just a bit shaky.
If I skip breakfast, mate, by 9:30, I'm a mess.
Really?
Honestly, it's horrendous.
Wow. I'm exactly like that.
I've been for diabetic tests and I've got high glucose in my blood or whatever it is, but I'm not diabetic. And I just honestly think that food is just overpowering my brain all the time.
So if I was your manager
and
they rang tomorrow and said, "Well, you do I'm a Celebrity."
Oh, Jesus.
What do you reckon? Because someone said that to me and I was like, not yet. I won't do it yet. Maybe later on in my career.
Yeah.
But the one thing would be the food.
They do look fatigued in there, don't they?
Yeah, and the food is like...
Oh, my God.
You get just a bit of rice, don't you, and some beans and that.
Yeah, well, if you do well on the challenge. But that would be the one thing for me. The food and the fact that I'd probably beat someone up out of a reality TV show.
Yeah, you know, mate.
Yeah, rumble in the jungle.
But yeah, there'd be a rumble in the jungle. But no, the food thing for me, I'm the same
man.
As you. Like, I start
food.
Feeling empty, I'm shaking, I'm like...
It's weird,
so weird.
So bad.
Yeah.
I get... And honestly, I will literally have a mouthful of something, swallow it, and I'm instantly better.
Instantly.
Yeah.
It is so stupid. I get so pissed off with myself for feeling like I do.
Yeah.
It's all because it's food. It's in my brain. And people do fasting. Like my friend, he's a big MC. He does fasting. He's into all like bottled water. Don't drink water at taps. He's proper. He thinks the government are controlling everything.
Yeah.
And like, but he does like 4 days fasting.
So he doesn't
to cleanse his body and like just. I think he drinks bottled water. I don't know what he does. I've never asked him, but
I've seen his
online post about it. Like 4 days without food, man.
That's not good for anyone.
Apparently it is.
I mean, again, this is the fad thing, isn't it? Like,
what, cleanses your body and shit.
Yeah.
Like, takes everything out of your body.
Yeah, you do it. I thought when you said that, I was like, every week.
No, just every now and again.
Yeah.
And
I used to do.
You do like colonic irrigation or like clean your body out.
Yeah.
Basically, put a plunger over your bum and suck it all out.
I used to do a detox one. And I've not done it for a while because I started looking at it and going, it's a faddy thing. But
I
used to do it a few times and it does make you feel really good. Like I did one where basically for a week,
make me feel good.
You don't eat anything cooked because even cooking veg, so you don't eat, basically you eat raw veg for a week.
Because you cook veg, it takes the goodness out of it.
And it puts more, and it makes like the sugars in the veg sort of different. So it makes them more stronger.
Like
so
a banana, you can't blend a banana unless you freeze the banana first.
Yeah.
Because the sugars turn nasty in a banana if you blend it.
Yeah.
It turns nasty in your body, so it's like bad for you.
Yeah. The
it's
sugars.
So weird, bro.
Carrots.
Yeah.
I think carrots. If you eat carrots raw, I might be wrong here, but similar thing. Like if you cook carrots, the sugars grow or summer they expand, so there's more sugar.
Is this all true or is this what
I think it's true,
like, there's so many different things that are like nobody's body is the same.
Nobody's body is the same. Yeah,
and it's like maybe one thing might be working for you,
yeah,
but if I tried it, it might not work for me. The key to living a healthy life is just like your lifestyle changes and losing weight. See, your lifestyle changes, I don't know. Taking, if you have sugar in your tea, just take that out if you can.
Yeah, I don't really have to. I don't drink coffee,
black coffee is good for you.
Is it good?
Black coffee is good for fat loss, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very low in calorie. So black coffee is good. Well, see, this is what I've heard. I don't know if it's true.
Yeah, Tyson Fury said that.
There might be someone who's listening now going, no, that's bullshit. Black coffee is this, black coffee is that. But I've heard that it's good. So I've took that on board and now I drink black coffee.
Tyson Fury said about his weight loss, he just drank black coffee and water all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think it burns. I think, obviously, black coffee, the caffeine in it makes your heart faster, which burns more calories. Your heart's going faster, you're burning calories.
A black coffee and a cigarette in the morning. I'm not promoting smoking by any means. But if I have a coffee and a cigarette in the morning, I'm like...
Yeah, it's gone
through me.
Absolutely.
There's your detox.
That's my detox,
absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. I said, Nick, mate, I tell you what. One of the biggest... when I was growing up, my aunt used to smoke Super Kings. And she's some Super King menthols, a big green, massive cigarette. It would take you 4 days to smoke one cigarette.
Yeah, like
and I remember nicking one the night before she was at the house. I remember smoking it on the way to school. And I had to take a shit in the woods.
Oh, what?
On the way to school. And I've done that route every day, man. I never took dumps on the way to school regular. Like, I'd always poo at home. But I had this cigarette. And it was like, like, and I had to go.
It makes you need to poo,
doesn't it? If I, like you just said, if I don't, say me and Charlotte drop the kids off at school in the morning.
Is that a euphemism?
No. We do the school run and then she's like, what do we do now? I'm like, we've got like a couple of hours before we go to London. I'm like, oh, we'll go and get coffee. Mate, I drive to the Costa, where we're going to go, get a coffee and I drink the coffee in the car and I haven't eaten. And I'm like, oh my God. And you have to clench getting out of the car to get to you.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. It goes instantly through me. Same as mushrooms.
Yeah. Oh, mushrooms do it as well.
Only if I eat them cooked. If I eat them raw, they're fine.
Ah, right. Okay.
Who eats raw mushrooms? Is that a thing?
They are amazing.
Raw mushrooms.
Is that a thing?
I hate mushroom soup. I hate mushroom sauce. I don't really like cooked mushrooms. Mate, raw mushrooms are the nuts.
I didn't know raw mushrooms was a thing.
Yeah.
Did you know raw mushrooms?
Really?
Just slimy and horrible, but I love the flavour. So I love like mushroom soups, mushroom
sauces.
Pot, chicken and mushroom pot noodles. Like
chicken and mushroom pot noodles I can do.
Yeah, I fucking love them.
100%, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're just the flavour. The green ones are banging, aren't they?
Yeah. If there was a pot noodle diet, I'd jump well on that.
Oh, mate, I've been doing it. 100%.
But I think the key to it is consistency as
exercise
well.
Like, as well.
Yeah, because... Yeah.
Not even so much exercise, just like... can stick to, you know, if you like a bacon sarnie in the morning, just get the bacon medallions, take the fat off.
Yeah. But then again, if you're doing keto, I think the fats are good.
There's difference between fats and good fats.
No, but that I think, and quote me if I'm wrong here, people, but I genuinely think on the keto diet, like...
And avocado's fat in it, isn't it?
Yeah, avocado's good fats. In fat and in nuts and stuff.
Yeah.
Bacon fat's not good for you. I don't.
That's why it didn't work. Because what I was doing, I was
people around the world are listening to the podcast going, "And he's getting bacon." And
I was going to, the butcher who does the medallions and just getting the cut-offs of the fat.
Well, as a kid, we used to get my mum used to buy bacon with the rind on it.
So you
have to cut the rind off.
Yeah,
but I was so fat as a kid, I'd cut the rind
off.
Was
really big as a kid,
mate? Fat. I'd cut the rind off. And cook the rind separately to make pork scratchings.
Ooh.
I swear to God. What? So I'd have a bacon sandwich, and on the side, I'd have all these little curly, like, bacon, like, fatty crisps. Oh, my God.
I can see your mouth literally watering now. I love a pork scratching.
Oh, mate.
Do you know what, though? With
the
pork
real
scratchings,
ones with the hairs on.
Oh, yeah. But sometimes you get a horrible...
Yeah, disgusting. Yeah, like the mush.
Yeah, you're like...
Bone marrow.
But, yeah, I do love... Some foods are... bad for you, just too good.
Yes.
Oh my God. Why is that? That's why I'm an atheist.
Really,
if there was a God, why the would he make really nice tasting things really
back
bad
in
for
the
you?
Day, they still had these foods, but they were different. So, like, my granddad
was
growing
up. Noodles back in the day.
No, mate.
Mate, yeah, because all people used to eat like dripping and shit like that.
Mate, beef, mate, it is literally fat with bread, with real butter. You're talking that alone would be. 2,000 calories, surely.
Oh. Yeah.
2,000
calories. My granddad used to have
calories.
Suet pudding made for him. You know suet and jam?
Yeah.
Like jam roly-poly? Just the suet on its own, like a dough, and eat that.
Oh, wow.
Like...
That's just pure fat as well, isn't it?
Pure fat. Like, but they lived till that fucking 100 years old.
But then again, he probably lived a more active life doing whatever he was doing. Do you know what I mean?
Then they compared the food. They'd done a World War II farm... Like a TV show.
Yeah.
What they grew on the farm, they compared, so they had a bit of spinach from now, and they compared a bit of spinach from then. There was 80% more iron in the spinach 60 years ago compared to what it is now.
Why is that? Is it?
Because it's all processed, grown for us. All the chemicals and what they grow shit with. Like,
You don't believe that Tesco's got an allotment, do you?
No, mate. Oh, my God. Did you see them? They were looking at the packets and in Tesco's, there was all these different sections, like roasted vegetables, carrots, potatoes. And it's like Egypt, Croatia, Sweden. None of it was grown here.
I remember when I was younger, my mum, I used to go, like if my mum was doing the rest, we used to go to the local allotment.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
The fence and rob, yeah,
oh, well, Nick.
Yeah, we used to rob bits off there, like, yeah.
Oh, man, of course.
Yeah.
I think that was the probably one of the first fad foods, spinach, because of old Popeye.
Apparently that was a mistake.
Did you know that?
Really?
So where that came from, because it's apparently spinach has got a load of iron in it and whatever.
It's high in protein.
It was a printing mistake that they'd done on like loads of cans. And so they'd put like an extra couple of zeros on how much iron it had in it.
Oh, no.
So then Popeye, whoever created Popeye, got on it and they made this big thing of like spinach makes you really strong.
He'd squeeze the cannon into his mouth, wouldn't he?
Yeah. And he'd be like big. And it was just a complete.
Spinach?
It's just not got that much iron in it.
Spinach is really good for you. Like, yeah.
I mean, it's good for you, yeah, but I don't think it's got as much iron.
So when you're saying like fad diets and a thing, would you agree on superfoods?
Yeah, of course, like whole grains and all this stuff and beet, they eat all these beets and stuff like. All these stuff, then, like you can go to Pret, for instance, now, and you can get like a superfood salad
for £18.50.
Yeah, mate.
And then you go to McDonald's and get a double cheeseburger for.
Oh, but they do like a superfood salad, but the sauce is really bad for you. It's like what that?
We were saying this earlier, weren't we? Like it's like you know, like McDonald's now do paper straws but plastic lids. Like,
oh,
it's like why are you doing one thing but then still like yeah?
It is madness.
The thing is now is it's so expensive to do a healthy shop.
Yeah, of course it is. Like, Marks and Spencer's, for instance.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, if me and Charlotte went to... Because I shop at Aldi.
Yeah.
So if I went to...
Oh, Aldi's banging.
I love
good
Aldi.
Meats, man.
Swear by it.
I like it. It's just fresh.
If we went to Aldi, we could do... Because I go in phases now. Like, say if I'm working away a lot, I'll go, right, I'll get home and I'll just have, like, a pizza or something. But then if I'm... Right, I've got 2 weeks at home.
Yeah.
And I'm nailing these 2 weeks. I'm at the gym every day.
Cuss.
I'm going to do this. I'm cuss-cussing my little head off. And I'm buying meats and I'm buying... If I can go to the till with my, if I know I've got a week at home and I'm not that bothered, I could do a week shop for like £15 in Aldi.
Really?
I've got no kids, remember?
Yeah.
Oh god.
So if I wanted to eat chips and shit,
like £15
but,
grand.
But if I wanted to do a healthy shop for me and Charlotte for the week, if I wanted to do like really healthy foods,
oh mate,
it's not expensive, but you're talking £40-odd.
Easy.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it's so much more expensive to go to be healthy than it is.
Well,
to
like you say, there's that picture, and like you were saying, then you know, there's a picture of like why our society is broken, and it's a picture of McDonald's fries for 99p, and then like one of them little fruit pots you get from Tesco for like 150.
Yeah,
of course you're gonna go for the fries if you're skinned.
Where was we yesterday? We was in Greg's, aren't we?
Yeah,
and I said, oh, there was a pot of grapes here because I'm always trying to. I'm not conscious about trying to be really skinny.
If you see something, like sometimes I do this, like. If I see something healthy, I think I should eat that.
Yeah.
But don't.
Yeah. I did it yesterday, actually. Well, we were in a little cafe yesterday and they had like a superfood salad and I was like, oh. And I love a salad. When I have a salad, I love a salad.
But caked in salad cream?
No, not necessarily. Like, I don't mind a little bit of dressing and that. But I was looking at this salad and I thought, I should get that. But then, I went for like this deep fried
ham and cheese
sandwich thing.
A deep fried ham and cheese sandwich.
It's called a croquet monsieur or something like that.
Oh,
and it's literally a deep fried ham and cheese sandwich. No, this was in. I think the more down south, they're called Boston Tea Party. It's like a cafe kind of thing.
God knows.
They're quite nice. There's a chain. I had a quick look.
Nice.
I thought, why is there not one of
Greg's
these?
Greg's made the steak and chicken slices.
Oh my
man.
God! A Greg's,
I always get one
man.
Of each.
Put down in London, they're called Gregory's, aren't they?
Gregory's.
We was at Greg's yesterday, and I looked, and there was a pot of grapes on the side, probably 6 red grapes. And 7 green grapes.
Yeah.
Like £1.89. But then you can buy a chicken bake for £1, and I'm like...
Mate, it's unbelievable. Why?
And if I have them grapes...
It's crazy.
If
why
I have them grapes,
like
I'm going to eat them grapes, and I'm going to be like, I need more now.
Mate,
is that
course.
Chicken bake? I had that, and I was like, well, that'll do me now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
I think that's probably because, like,
it?
What you said earlier, the grapes
man.
Are grown in...
It's import,
they're not grown in,
import,
you know.
Export.
Yeah,
and then
where the chicken's probably from a farm around the corner.
If this Brexit comes in, mate, we're having no more grapes.
Yeah,
and this is home grapes.
Gone.
All the home grapes. I think a shop's going to be maybe double. I don't know.
Yeah, man, I think prices will, prices will go up on quite a few things. I mean, obviously things that we export from outside of the
EU. Vote stay for grapes.
Stay for grapes. It's madness though, man.
It's mad how people go so into the diets. And it's not good when you've got, like, people, celebrities, like, are endorsing these sort of mad fad diets that they're not even doing themselves.
Even a teeth whitening, for God's sake.
Yeah, I remember you texting me.
Come on, man, you've got veneers. Like, do one, stop it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's mad how,
like I say, but the celebrities endorsing these things.
I just think it's mad how people accept it and follow it. Yeah.
You know, like, with Joe Wicks, the body coach?
Yeah.
Have you got his books?
I've got his books. Yeah,
so I've got his cookbooks, which are amazing.
Yeah.
But you look at his body, he doesn't eat what's in them books, I don't think.
Do you reckon?
To have a body like that, not a chance.
Should we ring him?
Matt's shake. Do you know Joe?
I know Joe, yeah.
So I don't believe that he eats what... To have a body like that, you've got to just have...
I think he just trains non-stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he eats what he puts down in his books and then he thinks. We had one on just before we recorded with Jess, didn't we? Was it a pie or something?
Well, you made one.
So one of our guests,
the Joe Wicks chicken pie. You must have tried it.
Never tried it.
Oh, it's really nice.
Please tell me now. I love pie.
I'll show you it and I'll send you.
I think it's just the top. I think the crust is just on the top.
Pilo pastry,
with a pilo pastry. It was really nice.
Meat, some mushrooms.
The crust is just on the top.
I think so. Yeah. I mean,
I don't even want it, mate.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Because you were going to go for... You're hoping while you're in the smoke today to go for a bit of pie and mash.
So that's what I want to do today. So after this, I'm going to go I'm going to go straight to a Cockney pie and mash shop. Yeah. I might even try some eels.
Yeah, man. I've never fancied
my dad's... Mate, God bless him. I love him. But him eating eels made me ill, man. Like, what... Mate, they're spitting the bone. Him and his mate are spitting bones out, and I'm like, oh my God. I've got to give it a go.
It is a southern thing, then, eels, right? Your dad's a southern thing. Yeah, because I met my cousin, she's from Manchester,
yeah.
And her fiance is from Essex.
Oh, God.
And I remember, like, they had an engagement party up north, and they had, like, the buffet, and a typical sort of northern buffet is literally, like Peter Kay says, chicken wings, cheesecake,
same. I love all that.
Buffet food's my favourite.
They
brought, his mum and dad brought up to Manchester some eels to put on the buffet, and like every northerner in the room was like, what the f*** is that?
Really?
I didn't know that was a thing until I started coming down south.
You guys have gravy on chips and that. And I'm like,
yeah. You say it like it's not normal.
Bro,
that's the thing though, is not
chips.
I went up Manchester. No, it wasn't. I think, where did I go? Anyway, I was up north.
Anywhere north of Rugby.
Up north for you is like Watford.
It was like Durham way, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that's
north.
That proper. And we went to this place, and they were like, oh, do you do food near? They were like, yeah. I sat down, I was like, I've got the menu, and I was like, what? And my missus I was with at the time, her dad, he had chips, cheese, and gravy.
Sickos.
I swear to God. I was like, wrong.
Cheesy chips with gravy?
Yeah, that is wrong.
And mayonnaise.
Oh, come on, you sick individual.
Mate, we are cheesy different chips. Than here.
Cheesy chips and gravy
for me is a no.
Really?
What about chips and gravy, yes.
But
I want to make my chips saucy with a bit of sauce if I want.
Yeah, with gravy sauce.
Come on, mate, it's covered.
Yeah, but that's...
So what do you do in KFC then if you get chips?
I get baked beans. I can't stand the gravy in there, mate.
Really?
My sister drinks that stuff, mate.
Oh. Yeah, Charlotte's a bit obsessed with it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think gravy is definitely like a staple of the...
Why is it northern, though? What happened up north to someone to go, we like chips and gravy? Was that good?
You were talking about getting into acting.
I don't know where I was from.
I was going to say, do you want to play Gadget in the new
Chips and Gravy? I don't know where I was from. I've got a middle-aged woman up there. I just lost loads of number one. Guys, I love you. I'm going to come up and...
eat chips and gravy with everyone.
Some Whippets race or something. I don't know. Is that like... I saw that gag online, guys. Do not judge me.
Smack the mic.
I love up north.
It is. Do you find that the more northern you go, as well, the nicer the people are?
Lovely, but mate, we went. Can I tell the story? Yeah. I had a PA in Glasgow.
A personal appearance
in Glasgow, right?
Yeah.
Got a flight up there. Couldn't go up. Couldn't believe I was going to Scotland. I was going to bring some haggis back for my dad. Oh my God, it's going to be brilliant. Mate, I turned up in Glasgow and I was physically frightened.
Yeah, yeah, we've
in
done
Glasgow.
That.
We went to this bar, mate.
I spent my 18th in Glasgow. I loved
oh,
it.
Oh, my good God.
Tomo, we've DJed in Glasgow and we had to do it behind Perspex Glass.
Thank you, thank you. I walked into this club.
I bet it's the same
and
club.
And the DJ before me was behind netting getting bottles thrown at him. And he was the resident DJ at the club.
What was the club called? Can you remember?
Fire Summer?
It was O2.
Firewater.
It was O2.
Oh, wait, is it O2? We've done O2. One in Firewater. Brilliant club.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's behind the DJ booth is behind Perspex Glass, like plastic glass, because people just... But that's the way that they enjoy it, I guess. It's weird, isn't it?
So, yeah.
Where was it? We did one once in it was like a student union thing. I think it was down south actually, and people were throwing bottles. But I just got on the mic and was like, "You missed," so they were just I was just challenging
him. The bouncer's holding me back from going down there and battering them. But,
really?
Yeah. He's so professional. I'm not. I hadn't gone down there and had a tear.
I love it, mate. It's just mad. Like different mentalities. Like down south, I think more people. To be honest, like where I'm from. Like Dover, it's just so slow. Everything just moves so slow.
Like in Miami, everything's
just perfect. Like, hiya, like, all right. Like, it's just complete slowness.
Yeah,
there's
no
rush to get anywhere. There's no cars beeping. I go
it's
to London.
Beeps
it's like,
in Dover,
beep,
everyone's
beep.
Like, what's
mate,
going on?
I've never ever used my car horn in Dover.
Oh, really?
But I'm in a black cab and I've been there 10 minutes. I'm scared for my life.
Yeah.
And there's been about 10 car beeps and a load of aggro. It's like...
I get involved in it though. When cars start...
Oh,
I did it yesterday. Yeah. When cars start beeping, I don't know what I'm beeping at, but I'm like... Ooh! I get involved.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
Just oh, I love it.
Involved.
Can
yeah.
you do that horn again?
Ooh!
There you go. That's nice. Yes,
anyway,
man.
Going back to the food thing that we said... what did we say? Something about
buffet it? Food.
Buffet
oh,
food.
Chicken vol-au-vents, mate.
Yeah,
chicken and prawn vol-au-vents. Prawn, like a prawn cocktail that my mum makes. I swear to God, my mum.
Bacon cheese swells.
My mum's bacon and cheese swells, mate.
What's that?
My mum makes bacon and cheese swells.
Bacon and cheese swells.
They give you heartburn. They give you heartburn, but it's worth it.
Oh.
But when you walk into a buffet, like you said, I want a bit of cold pizza.
Yes, cold cheese.
I want to see
chicken
pizza.
Legs, man. Just
I
want to
see chicken legs. What have been left out for a couple of hours? What are really? Are they going to give me the
shit? Got a bit of jelly on.
Yeah.
They got that weird jelly
on. A little bit of jelly. After a cup, mate, that jelly. Everyone knows the jelly. Everyone knows the jelly.
What about pork pies and that?
We don't really have that down there.
Oh, really?
No.
Weird
people. I never got pork pies when I was younger because the older I've got, like,
it was the jelly on the outside.
Oh,
on the pork pies.
Oh, mate.
Like Scotch
eggs. When you bought it into a pot pie. I bought one once and it had a whole. So you can buy this pork pie from, I don't know where it was from. Anyway, it had like a really posh wrapping on it. I bit into the pork pie and there was a whole boiled egg in it as well. It was glorious.
In there as well?
Absolutely glorious.
Oh,
in the meat.
You can buy that sliced ham that's got little eggs in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like what you normally find at, like, if you stay all-inclusive somewhere and it's
on the
continental.
Yeah, the continental breakfast.
Oh, I'm starving, by the way.
Fire mash has got to happen, isn't it?
Yeah.
I really want to try this. Look, today I've been told... I've been to a couple of fad places where it's like a... They do pie mash pop-ups. It's not real.
Yeah, it's not.
I put it online once. I got so much abuse. I was like, well, take it. I took the post down.
Yeah.
Really?
Mate, pie mash in London, you can offend people if you go to the wrong places.
Yeah.
Like, it's traditionally, it's got
it's
to
like
be...
Like Grimsby. If you go to the wrong fish and chips place, people are like,
really?
What are you, weird person?
Yeah. Oh, my God. But this liquor... Oh, and I've seen the pies and I've got pictures on my phone. I've screenshotted pictures, man. I'm like, proper into. I just need to taste this for real.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The
way
they dollop the mash on, and it's like they skim the mash off the side of the plate, so it comes off the plate.
All right.
I've got to show you a picture of this.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it's just unbelievable. Like, it looks insane. But like I said, I've got to.
They are nice. I remember a few years back going with a mate of mine, Jack Doolan, proper Cockney lad actor. And he took me to a proper pie and mash shop, and it is. I mean, again, being northern, I thought pie, mash, and gravy. Like, that's where I was going with it.
Yeah, I have
but
pie
liquor,
and mash quite a lot, to be fair.
You do?
What, have you had pie, mash, and liquor from here?
No,
so
just
it's
get it
like
from Aldi.
A liquor like a fish
so
sauce.
So they skim the mash off the side of the plate.
That's the sauce there,
that's
green
the sauce.
Stuff.
But
what
anyway,
is it mushy peas?
No, it's liquor. Like, it's like a fishy based
like
sauce.
Parsley.
Isn't it?
Apparently, it's eel.
It's eel
juice.
Yeah.
But look at the way they've. Mate, you're trying it today.
Yeah, Matt's
look at
in
the way
background.
They shave the potato off the plate.
Ah, yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
No.
No, you don't like that?
No, I don't like the look of that.
Tell me what's wrong with that. Apparently you've got to turn the pies upside down as well and eat them.
I don't like the fact that it's down. Fucking swimming in baby shit. It's not what I mean.
Yeah.
It's parsley. Nice though. It's like a parsley eel juice.
Nando's all the way, mate. Nando's all the way. Why haven't you got a black card yet, by the way?
Oh my god, imagine it. If you ask Nando's for a black card, you get blacklisted.
Yeah.
So we're not asking. That's not us asking.
No, that's not us asking.
Yeah, I hate Nando's.
What's your we'll stay on food. What's your death row meal?
Oh Jesus, Chinese.
Death row meal.
Chinese.
Oh, what from?
So you're on death row.
Hold on.
It's your last meal.
Okay. What, starters and desserts and everything, just the main meal?
Let's do starters, main
starters.
Desserts.
Mate, prawn cocktail.
Yeah.
Prawn cocktail.
She hates me in restaurants. She's like, right, we're going to go to this restaurant tonight. I'm like, yeah, okay. So try something different. Of course I will.
Yeah, prawn cocktail, please.
Can I have a prim? Prawn cocktail, yeah. Mate, it is my go-to, man. And it's always, she has like breaded mushrooms. I'm like,
I like breaded mushrooms.
Baked camembert. I'm like, it's all right. One taste, yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Cheese.
Oh. But it's like, I don't get how people have a cheese platter for a dessert. That's a main meal,
That's a starter.
Yeah.
It's a side. Like,
no, it's not a starter. It'd be a dessert.
Cheese and crackers is going to fill me up more.
Yeah.
That's a savoury.
I'd have a cheese board as a snack. Like, supper. 8 at night, I'm like, oh. I might have a little
It's like Christmas Day tackle, isn't it? Like, that's your...
Boxing Day for me.
Yeah. It's that kind of...
Boxing Day.
It's like...
What is going on?
Watching Christmas... Only Fools or whatever, the cheese board.
Royal like, Family.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the shit. I only got into that recently. Ugh. Cheese for me when I was a kid growing up in a council estate in South Manchester was just that plastic. It's not even
eat
cheese.
No.
You know what? It's about 50p for a pack of 80 in Tesco.
The little slices.
The fake stuff. That's we were talking about Shameless before, right?
Oh,
that's where I grew up. So, like, that was cheese from me. So like,
what, so you it was a thinking plastic cheese was cheese.
That's the only cheese I ever had up until being.
Such a sheltered life.
Blocks of cheddar.
He's doing well now, mate. He's alright.
If you have cheese on toast,
he has the best cheese in the world. he makes his own cheese.
So when I got a little bit older and I started exploring the world.
Exploring the world.
What's this blue cheese?
Yeah, exactly. Like things like blue cheese and shit. I'm like. Wow, it stinks, but wow.
Mate,
do you know what I mean?
I love
my missus, mate.
Camembert with some, a toasted baguette.
We're not even that. She likes getting bread she can rip and stuff in it.
Charlotte turns the camembert inside out. She loves the skin. Yeah, she loves it all.
The skin of camembert tastes like... Do you?
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Oh, I think it tastes like... I can't describe the taste. It just tastes like dead. Tastes like death.
Actually, it does a little bit.
Do you know what I mean? But
I can understand that.
It's got like a weird, like you can imagine that.
Aaron's starting tasting it.
You've got a bit in your beard.
I'm tasting it now. I'm so hungry, lads.
I know.
You're going to see a different. It's starting to come in. Look,
you get shaky.
I'm like this, man.
What do you feel about like a cheese sandwich? Would you have a cheese sandwich?
Oi,
Matt's in the background shaking his head. He's fuming.
Cheese, beetroot.
Oh, you
and mayonnaise. But. You have to slice the cheese thick. Don't grate it. It tastes completely...
Grated cheese is good cheese.
It's good cheese, man.
I buy bags of grated cheddar and I can eat it from the bag.
Well, I like the grated cheddar, but if you turn the grate around, there's like a really small part.
Thin.
What makes it like an old lady's hair.
Yeah.
That is the best cheese. It instantly turns to like...
Just little...
Like,
yeah.
Just warm like, mush in your mouth. Oh, my.
Woo! What was your main then? So Chinese...
You can have a starter in one restaurant if you want, then go to a different restaurant. You can...
I'm going to have to say, mate, I love an Indian.
Yeah.
But Chinese for me, a big plate of Chinese, man.
Well, so what are you having, like a chow mein?
Special fried rice, chicken curry, special chow mein, sweet and sour balls. And if I've got a bit of dough, I'm going to throw some ribs in there.
Ooh, yeah. Cheeky.
What about cheeky. Prawn crackers?
Nah, I ain't got time for that.
No? No, not a fan?
Nah, I'm good.
Dessert?
Dessert? I'm going to have to go... I'm old school, man. Desserts.
Cheesecake.
No, that's too new school for me. New school. I'm like spotted dick and custard. Oh, jam, wow, roly, okay, poly. Nice. Oh, bit, nice, of apple crumble. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm old, yeah, school, yeah, like my nan and that. Like, that's me.
Roly poly. See, I'm like, I used to get Swiss rolls when I was a kid.
Bread and butter pudding.
Swiss rolls,
do you? Oh, I can't do bread and butter pudding.
Shut up. Oh, come on. No. Bread and butter pudding's good. Bread pudding.
That might be the one.
It's like stale bread.
Yeah, that, I think that's the one.
Give me it all day long. All day long.
Oh, you like it?
I don't know what these things are.
I'm like you with the dessert with my missus, though. Any restaurant we go to, my missus will be, why don't you just try something different for dessert? And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, well, yeah, yeah, cheesecake, hang on, please. As soon as I see, no matter what, you could have a fairy farting on a piece of sponge or whatever, but I am going for the cheesecake. It might just be like
cheesecake. Love cheesecake.
Lemon cheesecake. I do love
it. You know, Charlotte makes the most amazing cheesecake.
I've ever made. I'm coming to yours, man. I'm coming to yours.
Yeah, I'll come.
How thick is it, though?
She so her mum used to wear a
his fingers, he went like that.
But it's all about it's all about the biscuit base.
Always.
What,
digestive?
No trouble.
Digestive, yeah. And then, like, probably that much. So we're talking much biscuit base.
I'm going to say now, I am drinking my spit in my mouth. There's that much spit in my mouth, I'm drinking it.
We were talking earlier about the about the American Office. There's an episode where he gets them an ice cream cake, and I'm just like, "What?" Yeah, I think it's he promises them like a big surprise or something. In the end, he's got nothing, and he just brings in an ice cream cake, and they're all like, "Oh, that's not what they all think they're getting raises."
I've heard about these. Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's basically like a cheesecake base with ice cream on top. So I've always fucking wanted to try one, right? This.
There's got to be a place in London.
Well, that. I was in Manchester in this place called Salita's, which I've spoken about on the podcast before because I f***ing love it.
And is that where you get the really hot chicken wings?
Yes. Oh, anyway, so we're in there once for my birthday, definitely. And it had they had ice cream cake, strawberry ice cream cake. So I was like,
whoa,
buzzing.
You done it?
Yeah, I was buzzing. I was like, right, can I get that, please?
It was rubbish, wasn't it?
My uncle ordered orange cheesecake, or something. When it came, my uncle suddenly realised he was allergic to orange. He was like, oh yeah, I can't eat orange. I'm allergic. I had to swap with my uncle. Yeah, it makes him like itchy and all that. He's allergic to like citrus.
Orange cheesecake. Oh,
I think it's all citrus.
I'm allergic to orange.
So I had to sit there eating this fucking subpar orange cheesecake on my birthday, watching my uncle, who I love to fucking death, eat strawberry ice cream cake.
You never tasted it?
I didn't even taste a bit of it, no.
You know what? Charlotte did that to me on
so
that.
That's my dessert, man. I'm tasting that before he gets it. I'm sorry. I would 100% have a big spoonful of that before he gets it.
Yeah. I was good.
That was mine, but I'm going to have a little...
Yeah. Charlotte did that to me, and we went to the Cheesecake Factory in Miami.
Mate, can you explain this to me, Tom? What is this place?
It's basically Weatherspoons, but in America. Sorry.
Yeah, no. It's like it's massive dessert palette, but they do really good food as well.
They do really nice food, quite cheap.
In Step Brothers, she says, "Oh, you smell of cheap whiskey and cheesecake." Is it a place you go to get pissed and eat cheesecake?
No, it's basically like a Weatherspoons. It's not a factory.
It's just a Weatherspoons.
But they have a massive assortment of
cheesecake. So I sat down and I had this, I had this, like a burger that was stuffed with bacon and cheese. And like, it was just amazing. And Charlotte went, oh, can I get the spicy chicken tender things? And I said, oh, just one sec, love, as a baby. I said, you don't really like spicy food. She went, oh, no, I want to try it, it's fine. It's like, okay. So to put my burger was like, you know, I pressed my hand on the top of the burger and cheese just went out the side. I'm sure Charlotte.
It's a bad idea.
Charlotte had a bite of her food and she was like, oh, I don't like it. And I was like,
oh no!
I had to swap me.
And it's your honeymoon as well, so you've got to
do that.
No, I've phoned the vicar and filed for divorce.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
she's dead now. The burger was amazing.
Was it
I swapped it, like, but yeah, I mean, she gave me a bit of it, but yeah.
Spicy.
They don't want that spicy, but she's like, she don't really like any spicy food at all. But just coming back to what you said a minute ago, you said you'd have maybe an Indian, but you said you don't like spicy food.
Yeah, I don't like stuff that makes me, that much spice, you get a little bit panicky.
I love it.
You love that, yeah? I'm not.
Yeah, so, I'm a little bit spiced, but not
uncomfortable. Mate, I want to go. Oh, my mouth's a little bit hot. Oh my god, my ears are on fire. I've got water coming out of my eyes without even crying.
How do people enjoy that?
Mate, my mate Fuller, he eats a fowl. It's called a chicken foul. Yeah, it's the hottest curry in the
world. Foul.
Do you know what? I had a couple of beers. Do you know what? Give me a spoonful of that. Don't do that. Give me, mate. It ruined my night. It ruined my dinner. I couldn't taste my food, my beer for about 4 hours.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm done, mate. I was like, mate, I'm just like, he is a machine.
Yeah.
You physically can't taste food.
I think what it is like, because I have had a foul of a couple of times. Oh. And what it, I think you have to build up, like, do you know what I mean? So if you like spice, then get the next spicy one up and try it. Crazy. Because you do learn to kind of like...
But Danzak for me is quite spicy.
Oh, I love it. A Danzak. Oh, I love Danzak. Yeah, nice.
But my missus has a Madras.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So she'll go,
chicken tikka Madras is what my... Oh, no, chicken tikka masala, my...
Yeah, Charlotte goes...
Madras is hotter, innit?
Oh, my God.
Charlotte goes, should we go for a curry tonight? Go, hey, yeah, can I... Da, da, da. And she'll go, can I get the masala? I'm like, what's the point in coming to a curry house? You might as well get some spoons.
I'll do like a korma. I just like the taste of it.
Yeah, that's it. If you enjoy the taste, it's but that's nice what I say. I enjoy the taste of spice. Yeah.
Well,
you can get that
now, considering about a year ago, I hadn't even had an Indian.
No,
I never had an Indian.
I took him for his first. There was a video. My video is 100-mile curry. So I took him 100. I found out where a curry house was 100 miles from my house.
To a curry house.
Because my missus, I woke up in the morning and I went, "Do you want to get a curry tonight?" She went, "Oh Jesus, you drive 100 miles for a curry." She said it, and I went, yeah, I would.
So that's the nearest...
That was one of my first YouTube videos. I drove 100 miles to a curry house. There's loads. There's thousands.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
But
yeah.
I specifically found this one in Hassocks. Ah, near Brighton.
In Brighton. So you went down, yeah.
And I took him, and it was just the car journey down there, and he got there, and he was tasting a bit of corn. We had a poppadoms. He liked it, didn't you?
A pickle tray, by the way.
You picked me up under false pretenses. I didn't know.
I said, can you give me a hand with this quick? And I took him out, and we were literally like 8 hours.
I'm taking you for
his missus went mad. His missus went mad.
I don't want you eating curry with that f***ing Aaron. And his stupid videos, they'll never get him anywhere.
All the time, I'm just popping out quickly to help him with something, and then like 7 hours later, I'm
mad. He did help me. But that video went mad. It was mad. Man.
Your videos are mad, though. I mean, how many views are you getting per video?
Oh, jeez. To be honest, every single one's going viral now. Yeah. Like, they're all over 1 million views plus now. I can guarantee a million views on the videos.
Shit, man. I used to work for Unilad, and like they struggled to get millions on some of the stuff. So that's amazing.
And it all started from just YouTube videos, like you said. Snapchat.
All started on Snapchat. I was working on a building site as a paint decorator. And Snapchat got an update. And I was like, I've done the update. And it was, there's 10-second videos now. Start doing the 10-second videos.
Because it was just pictures, wasn't it?
Yeah, and my friends and family were like, this is quite funny. Like, what did you do something about it? I was like, I made a Facebook page.
Cat, I've got work in the morning.
Yeah, literally. Like, it was just a stupid little thing I was doing. I made a Facebook page. I was doing this character called Bad Doctor, where I'd dress up as this doctor.
Yeah.
I'd walk in the room and go, hello, doctor. He'd be like, hello. And I'd give myself weird diagnoses. Like, it was just silly.
Yeah. But it worked.
It worked. But then one day, I walked into Morrison's or wherever I was doing. I'd done a video about chocolate spread being out of stock. And I was like, oh, God. But when I watched it, it was crap. The video was rubbish. But when I watched the footage back, I noticed an old woman in the background went, oh.
Ah, right.
And I thought, I just made a noise and I got a reaction.
There
was no one doing it at the time. There was nothing online. And it was like, I'm going to start being an idiot in public, just getting people to look at me instead of me trying to be funny on camera.
Yeah.
And it just started working. And I was like, oh my God, singing, dancing, shouting, air horns, anything I could get my hands on to get reactions from people, I did it. But it was always on me, the joke. Family friendly, I've never sworn.
Yeah.
I've never done anything. The kids can watch it, your old lady can watch it. Like, I just started doing that, and now it's 13 million followers.
Crazy, mate.
It's amazing.
Crazy.
Absolutely. It's brilliant, but like, what I noticed is, because I think I met you years ago outside Oxford Circus.
Yeah.
I was with one of your other friends. I can't remember his name. Because my brother would recognise you.
Joe Charman.
That's who
Joe
it was.
Charman,
yeah. And I think it was just kind of a little, oh, hey, mate, you're
right. Yeah. I was fanboying, yeah.
And then I think I'd followed you after that, and then just like watching how far you've come on that, and how hard you work as well. Do you know what I mean?
Crazy,
like, you're constantly grafting, and you've got three amazing kids that just like
yeah,
just
yeah,
come
yeah.
100 mile an hour all the time.
Man, yeah.
That's I guess the thing that people don't see as well. Do they? I know we've spoke on the show before about like influencers and stuff and things like that. But like, it's like you were saying earlier on. We can go and shoot a film. You said this off mic. We can go and shoot a film, and then we'll have 2 months off where or longer, probably normally longer, yeah. or where you don't literally probably get a day off now because you've constantly got to keep that kind of...
It's constant. It's good. I love my job. I love my following. I think it's great.
So call it a job.
I call it a job. Exactly. Yeah, I'm going to work. I call it work. Like, I'm going to London. I'm going to work today. Yeah. I call it
Isn't
work.
Isn't it mad?
It's amazing, though. Like, motorways
it's brilliant. Exactly. That's right. It does gas. And it's like, sometimes, like, I've had a really bad time in the past where I felt insignificant. Like, like my mate says, every day for you is a Saturday, and it's like sometimes I think, man, that's so true.
Yeah,
every day's a day off. If I want it to be a day off, it's a day off.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is,
but then people don't get because. Sorry, go on.
I was just saying, like the thing that what you've done a lot different to what a lot of other influencers do is you are just you, and you're like you're 110% sincere.
Yeah.
And you know how lucky you are to have it. Well, yeah, you're not lucky. You've worked hard, but
yeah.
And it's about being grateful, and I think that. The key to going far and having success in any line of work is about being grateful and loving your job.
Yeah,
and
that's you
can get that from every single one of your videos.
I like the creativeness around it as well. I like the feeling knowing that I've got a good video to go out. It's just it's ultimate buzz, man.
Yeah.
Knowing that I can get this video out to people and show them and
yeah.
And such a buzz.
One thing that I used to love when doing the Unilad stuff because I used to like write their comedy and things like that.
Yeah.
So whenever we'd put
videos
out...
It's closed down now, isn't it? You did a good job there.
One thing that I loved is I mean, it's kind of self sort of gratifying, but when we do a film or a TV series or something, it goes out when it's on, but you can sit there...
Did you get to see it before?
What?
Because there was there was a meme of you guys... it wasn't a meme. It was just a picture online of you guys, like in a. It was like in some sort of cinema or a screening room, and it was you. Is her name Vicky?
Vicky McClure. Yeah.
Vicky. Yeah, she's doing really well. She's
smashing
it was all you guys, and you. It was all your facial expressions watching the 90s one.
Okay, I put it on Instagram.
The 90s screening for the first time, and you're all like, and I was thinking.
Yeah.
But you're watching that before everyone else. You know it's gonna smash England to pieces. Like,
but you don't. This is what I'm saying. Like, really? Even as it's going out, obviously, like with This Is England, we know it's gonna do well because it's the film was so well received. The two series prior.
So when 90 comes out,
86, 88, 90.
Yeah,
and they were all spin-offs.
They're just
shows.
Were they
TV series.
Yeah, Channel 4 TV series. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what we're saying is like when you put a video online. You've got instant feedback there. You can see your numbers go up.
Well,
so I know that feeling.
Now online, like,
it's a bit different though, because
you've
like
got a series, you're looking on Twitter and seeing what people are saying about.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, with that, similar thing.
It's
with
like,
that,
this is
I remember putting
trending on Twitter. You can see.
Yeah, you can see people commenting to that. But that's what I'm saying. So like with you yourself, when you put a video up, like you say, when you know it's going to be a smasher, it is an amazing feeling to sit there because again, we did it, like, and you sit there and you go in, it's done a million views in like. 10 minutes, and you sat there going, "Look at that comment! Look at that!" And it's like theatre in a way. You're getting an instant,
and you like the reaction that you get. One thing I've noticed on yours, you don't get much negative.
Never.
But that's it because you said then your family, friends,
I used to get horrendous comments. Like I used to be. I think I've got to the point now where I've been doing it so long, people know that the comments ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah.
It's like we can say this about him, but at the end of the day. He's here to stay.
He's going
to
put another video out.
That's what it is. Like,
that's it. You're working out.
My comment's
going to
do nothing
for your family.
Yeah.
But the thing is how different it's all changed now. I think people who are writing his comments might be the people who think, well, he's just got a phone in his hand or whatever, and he's making these videos and he's earning money from it and living a comfortable life. And I'm out and I'm working.
But I was that. I did do that.
Exactly. Yeah.
I did it off my own back.
Yeah, of course.
Same as you, like. You went to acting school.
But you wasn't given it.
On your
own. You wasn't given it. You've worked
hard. I made it happen,
You've made it happen yourself.
Yeah.
Which is why it's so like... But it's good that nowadays, with social media, that it's...
What I don't like is when I see someone do something stupid. Like, I'm not going to mention names, but they're... I'm going to have to mention names because people are going to know what it is. But it's like... I don't get hateful towards it or anything, but it's like when... Someone does something stupid online. Like, say if I went out there now and I picked a pigeon up and I threw it around and his wing fell off.
Yeah.
And it went viral.
That's
horrible. And then I go on a show to talk about what I did. Then I start getting all this. And then I'm in newspapers. And then you start getting on TV shows. And I'm like, what? They ain't done nothing, man. Like,
I
get really jealous sometimes. Like, I think... Why is he doing that? And I'm doing, and I've done this so much. I know that they've bought fake followers.
Yeah.
I know that some of their comments are made up by bots.
Yeah.
They faked it. There's all the internet now is faking it until they're making it.
Yeah.
I can go on my phone now, show you so many videos online now what are just complete fake, awful, cringy.
Yeah.
Well, oh, we love our following. We love our following, and then as soon as the phone goes down, they're like,
pfft. Yeah, you can tell that
it's
with
a
some
joke,
there's,
mate. It's
there's
a
some
joke.
People who do similar stuff to what you do, and you can see it set up.
Terrible.
And it's like, why? Like what you were saying there. What?
It's
what
lazy.
You're, what
it's
you're,
lazy.
Yeah. What you're doing is reminiscent of. Do you remember like the Adam and Joe show? Like yeah. Things like it's going like the Adam and Joe show came about because it was like Channel 4, this new channel. They'll let you do kind of edgy stuff, and
then
you could get a video camera. You could have a video camera and go out and make shit with your mates. And that's exactly what you're doing. You've got this new technology, and you're going, how can I be creative with this?
Yeah, of course.
And then they're seeing it and going,
anyone
right, okay,
can
I'll
do,
face
anyone
that.
Can do what
so
I do.
Many people. Like,
oh,
what,
that's
like,
crazy.
Like, so many kids like want to do what you and, you know, a lot of other... what was just like, a YouTuber or...
Oh,
like,
God,
your job
just,
what would you say your job title is?
Just a...
Someone who's just enjoying life.
Yeah, I suppose an influencer.
Yeah, that's the kind of term.
Because you're influencing young kids, that, and and young kids are loving the videos that you and a lot of other influencers are doing.
Yeah.
You know, if they can, you know,
get
from
creative.
from a young age, be creative. Because all kids have got phones, and if they can do something good with that phone, instead of sitting and you know doing any old shit on it, they can film the videos doing stuff, friends doing stuff.
of course.
I mean, it's changed. You like
anyone can do what I do. Yeah. Obviously, it's hard to edit.
You've got to learn.
You've
got
to be creative. So every single day,
you've got to make
all these people laugh every day.
Yeah.
And if you think that's people think that's like go and get a real job, I'm thinking I have, man.
Yeah, man. 100%.
It's horrendous. Like, it's so hard to do what I do. No one understands. Like, to have you, you're on set for like 3 months. Say, if you're on set for 3 months and you're acting every day and you're just reading scripts, you got to learn. It's so hard.
Yeah. People don't understand.
It's so hard for you.
Yeah.
Like,
I have, not arguments, but I have like little things with my wife. Like, I'll come home after a day
when
filming.
When your mates say you've never done a day's work.
My missus, man.
Yeah.
She don't. So, I mean,
I'll come home. My missus is like, I'm like, I'm knackered. I'll have been to an audition in London, so I'll have got up early in the morning, two hours on the train down, go for a meeting in London, then I've got to wait till 7 o'clock to get the train back.
You're mentally,
exactly,
physically
it's the
tired.
Mental.
You're mentally tired as well.
Exactly. And my missus, she's a nurse, so fair enough, she does like a proper strenuous job, 14-hour shifts. So I'll come in, I'm like, I'm knackered, babe. And she's like, oh, you don't know what being tired is. And I'm like, I do. It's just a different tired to what, like,
I
you're physically
I
tired.
Go,
I'm mentally drained. Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I go, because I get triggered.
It's
man.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
It's like my mate say to me, they go, oh, you've never done a day's work in your life.
Oh,
and it's like,
God.
Dude, I've been in the North Sea, like, or like, I've done a scene where I've had to carry a body out in the middle of the night. So I've been in the sea in a film called Scouting Book.
Which I watched
carrying
tonight.
Have you seen that?
No, I watched it tonight.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a good
film. Yeah,
it's
great
good film.
So basically, there's a scene in there where I have to carry a body out to the sea. So it was a night shoot, and I'm in the sea at 3 a.m, freezing my ass off on a 13-14 hour day. And it's like, that is,
mate.
Do you know what I mean? Fair enough, I'm not, you know, digging holes in the ground, or I'm not doing this, or I'm not doing that. But it is hard work, man. It's not as easy as you think.
No.
And then even when you're not working, it's hard work as well.
Just being creative. Yeah.
Mentally.
You've got to keep coming up with a new video. You can't put the same thing out
it's
every day because
crazy.
People will go, right, I'll follow this guy instead. Like,
yeah,
you've got to go, right,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
How can I switch this up? How can
so
I change
hard,
it?
It's so hard, man. It's so hard.
I think we'll leave it there then, because I know you're dying for some pie and
mash. So but I've had such a good time,
mate.
Man.
Thank
yeah,
you for having us.
It's been amazing.
Aaron Craskell, see you later.
Hey.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince.
I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
We've got another one in the bag.
Yeah, man, episode 24 there. Yeah. We're going to be celebrating our...
I mean, I'm already celebrating. I'm sat with a bottle of Budweiser.
Nice. It's quarter of a century. I don't know, 25. It's a big number. Next week.
Oh, I wondered what you was on about.
Yeah, sorry, no mate. Idea. I went on one for a while. But yeah, no, this is 24. What again, an amazing episode.
I'm starving, by the way.
After that, yeah.
Yeah. It made me really hungry, that.
Mate, it just... turned, and sorry guys,
it was just food porn.
Literally just turned into, and we brought back the last meal thing that we played with Stephen as well, which was nice. And we were speaking to Aaron off mic before about Stephen and just how much of a great guy he is, and he'd listen to his podcast and yeah, man, it's it gets very foody. So apologies if you're on your way to work on a Monday morning.
If you're fasting, or if you've missed breakfast, maybe pause it until lunch because it will make you very... Oh no, we're on the outro now. It's too late.
We should have done that in the beginning, but we didn't. And let us know again, guys. Let us know what you thought of the bleeping. It's something. We won't always bleep swear words out, but we'll work on swearing less. It's going to get annoying if we bleep everything, so we'll work on trying to swear less. What's the thing? Is it like a lack of vocabulary?
Yeah. But last thing we want to do is take our personalities out of there.
Exactly. You know, that's us.
It's who we are, isn't it? And that's what, you know, why people listen, I suppose, in the beginning. So, yeah, I mean, f*** 'em.
Bleeped it out again. It's fine. this is going to be horrible to edit.
I know. I'm glad I don't know.
Again, we love the fact that Aaron keeps things, family friendly, because more influencers should do that, man. I'd quite happily let my little girl watch Aaron's videos and not think anything about it, and that's fine. You know, she's not going to, you know, look at his videos and see Momo or anything, so we're all good there.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, what a guy though, T. Like, yeah, honestly, and he came with his mate, didn't he, Matt?
Yeah, he came with his mate Matt, and they
lovely bloke.
They really, really wanted to stay for a beer, didn't they?
They really wanted it. Again, we keep talking about it. I'm sure you remember it. Bank Holiday Friday. It was Good Friday, wasn't it? We recorded that middle of London. The sun was blazing. Aaron wanted to go and get some pie and mash, but I think they had to dash home in the end because he had his kids the next day. But yeah, we were just kind of like, let's just have a drink and have a beer and let's enjoy each other's company more, because
it's company, and the same with Matt as well, you know.
Good lads.
The company between them was quality, and there was no forced conversation or anything like that.
No,
and for a guy that we don't know
exactly
on a personal level, it's a bit of a treat. So yeah.
Thanks for listening again, guys. And again, to the new listeners, I'm sure there is new listeners from Aaron. Thanks for coming over. Do have a listen to some of the past ones. There might be people on there you know. There might be people on there you're not too sure who they are or you don't know. Have a listen. Or there might be subjects you're not too keen on, but still, just have a listen anyway, because you know, again,
we just chat cobswaddle, don't we?
Yeah,
we
this
just...
one was. I don't even think we said in the intro what it was. His subject was health, like fads. Diet fads health and healthy fads, food fads and stuff, and we didn't really speak that much about it.
We just spoke about what kind of food we like to eat. Really. But I hope you enjoyed the episode, and we'll see you same time next week. And again, just to reiterate the reviews, how much they really, really do mean
massively
to
us. So
if you can keep reviewing any new listeners that we've got, and tell your friends, follow us on our socials, which is Overrated Everyone on Twitter and Instagram. Hope you enjoyed the episode, and we'll see you same time next week.
Yeah. Cheers, guys.